Hallelujah. I know you are watching and you are home or maybe in your screen, and it is always good to bring God's word. It's always good. And he's a way maker, he's a promise keeper, and he has a plan for you. He has a plan for me, he has a plan for you, he has a plan for everyone that believes in the name of Jesus Christ. I know God is good. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about vision. And this morning when Gunbyuk, you started the meeting, you started from Acts 10. And that is my whole main text today. It was good to know that I'm in line with God's word and his spirit is leading. I've been thinking about vision a little bit, and the funny thing is that a few weeks ago, I was taking my youngest child, Sarah, to school, and it was maybe 8:15 or in the morning, and there was a snow, and it was totally glut. It was slippery. There was no salt or little stones, and then it was really slippery, and it was a little darker. And then we started walking, and I could see that I crawled down, and I saw a bunch of kids falling from that particular little bit steep walk, and it's like five or six kids were walking down, and they were just rolling over like a football, and I myself rolled over, and Sarah pulled me a little bit, I was laughing about myself because eventually Sarah was pulling me with my hand, and then I had to put my elbows, and also I had to put my knees and crawl, and then I finally was able to drop her to the school. And write that picture for me was like, wow, what type of vision you have and the foundation you walk in, because the kids were falling and I was like, oh, I wish somebody had put the salt in it. I wish somebody had put a sand on the top of this. And I was like, wow, this is a good picture to know what type of mat that's placed in our life and where we walk, what type of a lifestyle we live. But the overall for me was like, this is a perfect foundation of vision. In our family, in our church, when there is no vision, what does Bible says? Proverbs 29:18, people perish. People lack direction. People lose sight. People wander. And the nation is divided. A nation, when there is no vision, there's confusion. There's a lot of those things that comes when there is no vision. I kind of like this. You know, this is not a really definition or somebody saying like biblical way. But what I enjoyed was Steve Jobs said, I thought that was cool. If you are working on something exciting that you really care about, you don't have to be pushed. The vision pulls you, which is really true for me. I was like, when you have a vision, for example, you're getting married, you are in love, that vision kind of drives you, whether you have to wake up or in love or in whatever situation you are in. So vision is so important. But then I started wondering what vision really is about. Because there are so many things today called vision. There are a number of things like television. By the way, when I'm speaking, Sarah, I know you are watching me in television. And so vision means, first of all, we need to get the picture here. Vision means gaze, presence, look, behold, have a sight, being able or ability to see. Vision also refers ability to imagination, mental image of something, creativity, invention, and ingenuity, originality. And there are so many things with a vision today. And you can define, I was looking different dictionaries, and I was like, really, is that what vision means? I was looking at this Cambridge, Oxford, and all these dictionaries, and I was like, no. I need to look through the word, what the Bible says about vision. And once I looked, I was like quite happy because one of the things is you might have heard of different terms of vision, different words about vision, but that's not where I'm going today. Where I'm going to go is, you remember Martin Luther King Jr. Said, I have a dream. He had some sort of vision for people in the U.S., people about his children, regardless of the color. They would be respected in the character. They will be society he saw with harmony. And there are a lot of guys that are out there who talk about vision. But today I will be talking a little bit different about vision. That's more a biblical, what does Bible say about it? Or how does we define vision in the biblical world? So I will just go a little bit. So if you have a Bible with me, or if you don't, I like to always read a book from the Bible. Let me go to Acts chapter 10. At Caesarea, it is Acts chapter 10. And if you're wondering about vision, I like you to look to the book of Acts. And then if you are wondering about baptism of the Holy Spirit, and if you have a question about baptism of the water, turn book of Acts. This is a good book. If you read this book, because it's an action book, it will definitely give you very clear picture of what vision is, what vision is. And so we will look from Acts chapter 10. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment sent from, worked under the Roman Empire. And he and his family were devout. Look at the character of this family or this guy. He was devout, God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. Prayed to God regularly. I like to thank you, Kristen and Gunbjörg and the church for just collecting the offering for ministry. We run children home. Two children home, Bible school, church planting, elderly home. And this is one of the things about generosity, I think, is a Christian character. Prayerfully, I mean, this guy, read it again. Generously to those in need and pray to God regularly. Remember this, I'm talking about vision. I know I don't want to go away. But prayer as a Christian thing, it's not a click and come 30 minutes and pray for a couple of things and turn the button off, on. That's not what it was. These guys, look at the book of Acts chapter 3, verse 1. Peter and John went to temple to pray. A prayer was part of their life. And one of the things that little bit bothers me sometimes is this 10-minute prayer, and we kind of think, let's put the popcorn in a microwave, and in a 3 minute later, pop, 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 and then it's over. No, prayer, my friends, prayer is not like making popcorn. It is a lifestyle. It is a life that we live in. It is a life that we continually pray with our season. We talk to God. We live with that type of lifestyle. And so this guy, even as a Gentile person, even as an Italian citizen, a Roman under the Roman Empire, he's praying to God continually. Think about this. The life that he lived. You know why sometimes we don't have a vision? We don't have a life that we are dreaming for, we are imagining for? Maybe sometimes we are not kneeling in our knees. Sometimes we might be that we are not putting our time to listen from God in prayer. One day, verse 3, at about 3 in the afternoon, he had a vision. 3 in the afternoon, he has a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, Cornelius, this is crazy. Again, I'm not after vision. I'm not after the angels. One thing is we have enough today. This is God's word, Rhema, Logos word. It's already written. It's specific. When God speaks to us, he has already revealed to us. So one of the things is God speaks to us through the vision to bring revelation of his word. It doesn't need to be like Cornelius, because at that time, the gospel had gone to Acts 1:8, 1:5, when the gospel came, there would be witness in Samaria, Judea, Jerusalem, and end of the earth. And they've been witness in Samaria, Judea, Jerusalem, but the gospel had not gone to Gentiles yet. And this Acts 10 is a clear picture, a Gentile man, gospel had to go through the Jewish people, a Jewish person. And so he saw Cornelius saw an angel. When I came to Christ, I did not know all these things. I was young, and when I came to Christ, I wasn't even thinking of becoming a pastor or evangelist or serve God. I did not have that thought. So what happened was one of my experience. I was at my parents' place, and our house was it's made with the stone and mud. They put a more like a slab with the mud. And I remember early in the morning, new believer, I was young, and my dad took a cow poop. And it was he's cleaning that place where he was going to worship. And I was just sitting on the straw mat, and I looked, and I saw two people standing near me, and they said, "This place is not holy. Unholy." And I asked my mom, I might have told this story before, "Did you see it, what I saw?" And they said, "No." "Did you hear it?" And when you have a vision, you hear always God's word. God's word. God speaks to you. And so then that was my turning point to be a believer. It has not happened always. I want you to know this, but this was a time that I literally saw a vision that an angel spoken to me, and I did not even see the full whole why. I just saw the chest and the cross, and this was my first experience. So I after that I realized, oh, God is real, Jesus is real, and I started growing in the Lord. And so we don't need to look after vision. But but God will use sometime because the picture is more or worth a thousand words, which means I think sometime God speaks to us, and I don't know why, but God sometimes gives people vision, but for me, the word is a vision today for all of us, and God will definitely. So Cornelius got a vision, and he said, "What is Lord?" With fear, in verse 4, the angel answered, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have come as a memorial offering before God." Isn't this great thing? Is that the God, everything we do, we think, it. He knows. He knows the details. You know, some of you might be, even as you are watching me, you might be believing for your healing of your sickness. Yes, he knows. He heals you. When you walk alone, some of you might be fighting loneliness. He knows. And he is talking to you. Every time I'm in a deep down, God's word comes to me and says, "I'm with you. I have a plan for you." Jeremiah 29:11-13. Read it. "I have a plan and future for you." He speaks to us. Psalm 23, "I'm with you even when you go through the darkness, valley of the darkness. I will set a table before you in the midst of your enemy." In Psalm 91. Because God always, as he did to Cornelius, he knows where you are, where I am, where each one of us, because he knows us. And then, what if you read it, I'm going to say this, that the angel says, "Go to Joppa, there is a Simon." And the same time, Peter is in living in a house, Simon Tanner's house, and he falls in a short trance, asleep, and then he gets this vision of all unclean animal come down, and he says, "I'm not going to eat it." And it's because Peter has not been to the Gentile houses, and it was unclean. Gentiles were not clean those days for the Jewish people. They considered their hierarchy higher than Gentile people. And it was unclean for Peter to go to Gentile's house. And when Peter, you go through the 27 verse following, and the 30 verse, let me read it. Cornelius answered, "4 days ago, I was in my house praying." And then they called the Peter with the three guys, come to Peter. Peter comes. You know, what I see is here is a Gentile guy. And this whole story is that Cornelius gets a vision. He sends somebody to Peter. They bring Peter. Peter has never been to Gentiles. And then Peter comes, preaches, and talks about Jesus. And then they get filled with the Holy Ghost, even before they get the water baptism. There is a difference between water baptism and getting the baptism of the Holy Ghost. There's a huge difference. Read Book of Acts, and it will definitely give you full clarity. And Cornelius gets baptized. One thing I see in this picture or this passage or this content is Holy Spirit is working in both of their life. Together. Vision for me is as we walk along with God, along with the Holy Spirit, he unites us. He puts us together. If we do not walk with God, the unity is not there, my friends. Unity, if we are talking about unity, vision unites us. And this is with the family too. As we kneel down and pray, and as we seek the Holy Ghost, we see God works in our families, in our churches. This comes with the dependency with God. Because Cornelius, in one side, praying, he's a devout man, he's offering his life to God. In the other side, you have this Peter walking as the Holy Spirit is telling him, and his life is totally dedicated to God. After a vision, and once you have a vision, you see the Peter has a plan. A lot of time we are quick to make a plan. We think the plan is going to succeed us. Not, friends, because first we need to see the vision so the plan will come. For example, you want to build a house, then you build a blueprint after it. Because then you will know what type of house you want, how big you want, but you need to have a picture of a house. And that having a picture of a house is the vision, and the blueprint is the plan. And with the vision also comes with the direction and provision. You see the Peter comes, read this chapter, and then you see the Peter will come to Cornelius' house, and Peter was told where to go. One of the things is we want to see successful ministry or life, anything. We need to seek God and hear God and walk with God so that we get a direction. Otherwise, we'll be wandering. Another thing I see is the vision. It breaks the barrier. Vision takes us out of comfort zone. Because we know God is in it. We know God is leading us. And then when there is a vision, we have no fear, because then we are very clear we are not walking in a physical realm. We are walking in a spiritual realm. Because we've been seated in heavenly places, so it makes so easy to move forward when God speaks to us. Because we already know we are doing things in heavenly realms. So we are not talking about the vision that the world is giving. But we are talking about the vision that God gives us and God directs us. So these two worlds, Gentile and Jewish world, come together in Cornelius' house. And then Cornelius' family, friends get baptized. Baptized with the water, baptized with the Holy Ghost. What a great, and this is the perfect picture for the church, because God brings unity in the church. God leads, gives the direction to us. God gives us the provision. And above everything else, we seek God and we find him. We rest in him, and then he guides us. I hope you will get this. Vision is a visit from God. This is what at the end I will say. And it is opening our visibility through our dreams or supernatural act from God. Like Joseph had a vision, a dream. He got the dream, and Maria, Gabriel, angel, showed in a vision. You go through Old Testament. Moses got this 10 commandment. And Habakkuk said, write it. Every church, every one of us, our life, when we walk with God, he leads us through his vision. And this is the word. One of the things is prayer, word, are so key for our life. So I'm going to tell you this, we are not looking for angels or supernatural, but we already have a vision that is already laid through Jesus Christ, through his word, if we can walk He will make our life will be way easier because there are answers already. I'd like to thank you for giving your time, listening, and really appreciate it. We were doing a meeting with one pastor a few years ago. I wasn't sure what to do. For months, I thought about. And one night, I woke up. God spoke to me. And whatever I saw, God told me to do it in my room. My child was crying that day, wasn't able to sleep. And I was able to. After that, I did not have any confusion. If we are wandering with confusion, unbelief, let's go back again. Book of Acts, read chapter 10. May the Lord bless each one of us. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it for giving your time. Thank you, church. Thank you.